Ian Morrison, the rental man, joins Morning Magazine today on the Business Investment and Real Estate Show. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners.
Hey, we spoke last time about the recent changes to the residential tenancies rules. More news for us today, Ian?
Yes, Deb. As we know, there are some poor decisions in these latest changes with more costly impacts for owners and tenants. But as a long experienced property agent, I think there's also some good news contained in the new format.
Oh, yes. How so, Ian?
Well, as we would all know, there are unfortunately some unscrupulous and dodgy agents out there at times. Very few, I hasten to add, but just recently there was one unlicensed agent caught falsifying records and stealing trust account funds, and yet again an agent down the Gold Coast making false representations to get buyers to lodge deposits on a proposed land development, and then when the plan collapsed, the deposit was claimed due to contract conditions and lost to the buyer. In the first case, the agent was fined $10,000, ordered to pay compensation of $18,000, and permanently disqualified from holding a real estate agent's license. And in the second case, the agent was convicted of making false and misleading representations and a claim on the Agent's Financial Administration Act fund for $40,000 by the buyers was upheld and the agent ordered to reimburse the fund. Matters like these only serve to highlight the lack of knowledge of what we are required to do as agents out there, and one of the changes coming into effect next year will be ongoing compulsory professional development courses as part of license renewals for all real estate agents in the future, Deb.
So that will be a good and positive change then, Ian.
Yes, Deb, I think so. Look, we can all tend to run along thinking we're doing our best, but these prescribed courses will serve as a regular reminder to all principals, sales and rental agents of the correct processes to be followed to avoid costly mistakes to clients and, of course, the agencies themselves. Details are yet to be finalised, but I would expect there will be a point system of some kind and we will be required to provide proof of course completions as we renew our licences. Mind you, we will, of course, be required to pay fees and the like, but as we know, they do like their pound of flesh, these governments.
Yes, they do, Ian. So what can someone do if they think they have not been treated well by their agent?
Well, firstly, it is important to address their concerns directly to the agency. But if that is unsuccessful, they can make a complaint to the Office of Fair Trading or, if required, go on to make a claim to QCAT for orders of compensation of possible outcomes. But there is also, as I mentioned before, the Agent's Financial Administration Fund, which is set up to overview all trust accounts in Queensland. And if an agent is found to be in breach, consumers can make claim to be compensated from this fund. But Deb, seriously, in summary, I think these new compliance rules will go a long way to avoiding problems with agents who either don't know or refuse to be educated about the proper and professional way in which we should all go about our daily service to the housing community, Deb.
Ian, it should go a long way to lifting standards for some in the industry and providing confidence in the public in their dealings with real estate agencies. Ian Morrison, the rental man, keeping our community connected.